together Shavis. So Hajin Chavav Mlaf. Yesterday we did the sugya as to why Osvei Shavis were disqualified from Eidus, very much centered around the nature of the Isser of La'achla V'la'schora. How much do you emphasize the Achila or do you emphasize the Isser Schora? And that related to a number of approaches in the Rishonim. Now we're going to take on the new understanding of the Mishnah. The Gemara says as follows. When we're asked a question, it can't really refer to the first pshat of the Gemara. Rather, this is how you read the Mishnah on Chav Dalad Mem Beis. Mishnah reads, Ela betchila hay omrim echad zev echad zepsul. Originally, we said everybody was possible. Whether you're an Osvei Shavis, you would gather the fruits, or whether you're a Socher Shavis, you would sell the fruits, you're going to be possible. However, Mishnah Rabbah Hanasim, once the oppressors started multiplying, Umay Ninu, what was the Anasim? Arnuna, Kidmachas Rabbi Yanai, the Arnuna, the taxes, Rabbi Yanai would, he announced, Poku Vizar B'Shvis B'Shim Arnuna. One's allowed to now plant during Shvis in order to pay up the taxes. Then they said, once it's mutter to a plant, so then they allowed the osfin, the ones who would gather the fruit of Shvias, those were permitted to testify in court, as the while the schorim, the sochrim, were apostle in court because they were still violating the isser of schor of Shvias. So what we're going to analyze today in Shir is how is it that we could take the heter of how could Arnuna, the chiv to pay the taxes, how could that override the isser of working during Shavuos? So that's the question. How could this heter of Arnuna uproot the isser of Shavuos? So Rashi already tells us, gives us an answer. Rashi, poku zaru b'Shavuos, when Riani says that one could go out and plant during Shavuos, why is it that? Why is that allowed? Shavuos b'zman hazeh d'rabbanan, the batla kedushas aretz. Because Shemitah nowadays is only Dirabanan, it no longer exists, and there's no more Kedushas Haaretz. That's only Dirabanan, so it's much easier to override that Isser. But we still have to understand, well, what is the driving force? What allows us to override the Isser Dirabanan? You still need a reason. You can't just say, okay, do away with the Isser Dirabanan. There has to be some motivation. So we'll analyze the Rishonim within that. Now, in terms of the Rashi's assumption that Shviz is only Dirabanan Bizman Azeh, that's also argued upon. The Rambam in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, he says, "Mishirabu ha'nasim v'hitil malchei goyim al Yisrael lasas mizonos." When the kings, the non-Jewish kings, made it the Klai Yisrael's responsibility to pay food to the soldiers, then hitiru l'zor lahen b'shviyis dvarim shetzrichon hem avdi hamalach blava. They allowed them to start planting during Shviyis in order to take the fruits and pay and feed the soldiers of the king. Okay. The Ravid there says, "Anu kabalnu hanasim arnuna shenota me'achomish miperes haaretz. Misha eino ovda gozel." So anybody who does not pay the king, they're going to steal from him. "V'amakomo shelo hechziku behem oli bavel." The various places that were not strengthened by the people who made aliyah from Bavel, lo ha'isa shviyas nohegis ben. There's no shviyas wasn't noheg in those places. El midivrehem. It's only midirabanan. Only those places where it's us and Midirbanan, where Shviyas is only Midirbanan, was it allowed to work during Shviyas. Like Rashi. In other words, it's as follows. Rashi seems to say the entire Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh is only Midirbanan. Shviyas is only Midirbanan. And therefore, they did away with the Shviyas, Midirbanan, in order to allow them to pay the taxes. The Ravid's Mechalik. He says, no. Certain places of Eretz Yisrael are Deraisa, and certain places are only Midirabanan. The Ravid says, in the places where they're Midirabanan, well, which places are Midirabanan? The places where the Ole Bavel were not Machzik, they didn't make a kinyan on those places, those are only Aser B'Shvi'is Midirabanan, and that's the place they allowed them to work the land to pay the taxes. The places that were Machzik, that the Ole Bavel did make a kinyan on, those areas are Shvi'is Deraisa, there's no egg in those places. And those places you would not be allowed to work because it's a Shvi'is Deraisa. You can't uproot the Isser Deraisa of Shvi'is. Yoni and Jink pointed out to me from Rav Selengat that the Rama also holds of such a chiluk as the Ravid does, that there's a chiluk of certain places are Shviz Deraisa and certain places are not, based on where Oli Baba went. This is found in Hilchos Beis Bechira, the end of Perek Vav. The places where only Bava were machzik, Rambam thinks that there is Shvius Deraisa. The places where they were not machzik is only Shvius Derabanan. Same chilek as the Ravid. The Rambam says, sounds to say unequivocally, that every place of Eretz Yisrael, there's a heter to work the land. Not only the places that they're Derabanan, even the Deraisa places seem to be a heter of working the land to pay the taxes. So, what we have right now is the machlokes, whether it's Shvius Deraisa or Derabanan, or maybe there's a chilek different places. Now, what's the driving force to uproot the Isser Derabanan? What's the driving force to uproot the Isser Deraisa?
Can you explain the Rambam Shita, or where does he fall?
So the Rambam, although you're right, the Rambam does have such a chilek as the Ravid has in general.
Okay.
That certain places, but he says in Halachi Alpha, it sounds like the entire Eretz Yisrael is permitted to work during Shvius to pay the taxes. Even the places that might be Deraisa Shvius.
You're saying the opposite of Rashi.
The opposite of Rashi, exactly. So what's the driving force? What is it that allows them to override the Isser Derabanan and the Isser Deraisa? So Tosos, here on our page, Dibur Maskil Mishirabu, he asks the same question. He says, Mishum Arnuna Hatiru Lachrosh Lizro Dehavi De Isser Deraisa, to pay taxes to the king, we allow them to override the Isser Deraisa of working? So V'yei Shlomar, no, maybe we're talking about Shavis Bizman Hazeh, that's Derabanan. No, it's only Derabanan, like Rashi says. And that's much easier to override if it's only an Isser Derabanan. We still haven't answered yet, well, what's the push? Just because I have to pay taxes, I could violate an Isser Derabanan? We'll get there. But then Tosus gives a second answer. Inami Yishlomar Tipikuach Nefeshu. Paying the taxes is really Pikuach Nefesh. You have a question, Jeremy?
Yeah. When Tosus says that Shvi is not the Derabanan, is that different than Rashi, where he says he doesn't say anything about Kedusha's Aretz.
We'd assume that's the same. That's the reason why. Because
the
Butler Kedusha's Aretz. You're right. He doesn't say that, but that would be the reason why. But then Tosa's second answer says, no, it's Pikuach Nefesh. It's Pikuach Nefesh here. And that's why we allowed you to pay taxes. Why is paying taxes to the king Pikuach Nefesh? Sheshol lehem melech mas. The melech's going to request the tax. The people have nothing to pay with because they let their land lay fallow. Who mason betrees the melech, and they're going to get killed because the king's going to want to take everything away from them and even themselves. That's what the Yushalmi says the reason is. Why are they allowed to work during Shvius? Because chay nefesh, because of bikuach nefesh. To sakana. The Iran says the same thing, he just says it a little stronger. Where's the Ran? Jim, you saw the Ran. What does the Ran say?
When it's, ever for, it's only for the benefit of the king that he's doing this. That's why there's no. That's why he's able to use the land to pay the taxes.
Okay, what's the question? Shouldn't be Yagva Yavor?
Right.
You should get killed. What do you mean? It is Befar Hesed. The concept Yagva Yavor applies with the big three. And also any other mitzvah if it's Befar Hesed. Well, this is Befar Hesed. I'm going to be working the land before Hesia, so shouldn't I rather get killed than to work the land? So he says, no, as Jeremy said, lo hayu lahavir, the king wasn't collecting taxes to make them violate the Issa Deraisa. It wasn't a merit against the Torah that they were violating Shvius. The only reason why the melech was collecting money is lahanas atzmon. The Cholah Hanos Asman Yabar Val Yarog. If it's for their own personal benefit, one's allowed to violate the Isser and not get killed. But the underlying point here from the Ran is like the Tosfos, it's all about Pikuach Nefesh. There's a Sakana going on here, and when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, when there's a Sakana, one is allowed to violate an Isser Deraisa.
How does it read with the Gemara in regards to like you might just Paku, like, as if like the Rabban, like, you know, got rid of something. This is like...
No, I think Poku means that he says, go out. People, go out of your house and go plant.
That's amazing.
Is that in their 40?
Not
okay. 40. So now, with this answer told us, we can understand Shitas Rambam. That although the Rambam holds certain areas of Eretz Yisrael, there is Shvius Deraisa, well, because Pikuach Nefesh, one is able to override the Issa Deraisa of Shvius. And that's exactly what Radbaz says. Radbaz says, what's working for the Rambam? The Rambam is of the opinion of Chai Nefesh. It's the Pikuach Nefesh that allows them to override the Issa Deraisa of Shvius. So it comes out, this Machlokas, Rambam, Ravid, these two opinions in Tosos, Rashi versus Tosos, Is it because Shvi is Derabanan, or is it because Pikuach Nefesh? That's Machlokas Rambam Ravid. Rambam thinks it's all about Pikuach Nefesh, and therefore any area of Eretz Yisrael, even the Deraisa areas of Eretz Yisrael, even those weren't allowed to work the land because of Pikuach Nefesh. And the Ravid thinks the reason is because of it's Nisa Derabanan only. Shvi is only Derabanan in certain areas, but the place that are Deraisa, in Echanami, you wouldn't be able to work.
Assumed at this point that Shvi's is going to be the Raisa? That answer?
For that answer, at this point, yes.
Rambam, yeah?
At this point, yeah.
Like, I mean, Rambam Masa?
Well,
this explanation.
Well, I'm saying, based on what you had shown me in Hilchos Beis Bechira, so the Rambam holds certain areas of Shvi's the Raisa. And the Rambam here in Shmita V'Yovel says, sounds like every area of Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to work the land for the tax. Even Deraisa areas. Okay. Now the Megalis Yam has a different answer. It's a big chiddush. It's something to keep in mind for other sugyas or halach lemaisa issues. Anybody see Megalis Yam? I made a mistake. It wasn't Os Chaf, it was Os Beis. They looked alike. But anybody.
It wasn't
So he says as follows. He says, look at Tavnes Panach, which we don't hear in the Beis Medrash. Hopefully we'll get it soon. On the Rambam, he quotes from Iran in Shabbos, that the gave nezek dirabim have a kol nezek kimosakana. And he adds in, v'zeh yisod d'choshev v'hilchos medina. Whenever there's a nezek, for those of you who are learning Baba Kama at night, whenever there's a nezek that applied to the rabbim, that becomes a sakana. And since it's a sakana, it's like pikuach nefesh. It's not a personal pikuach nefesh, but when it comes to the rabbim, it becomes like a pikuach nefesh, and that's what allows the requirement of paying taxes that could override the issa deraisa of shvi'is.
What's the nezek derabbim here, though?
Everybody has to pay taxes. Yet everyone has, there's an isser for everybody to work their land. So what do you want me to spend, how am I supposed to pay my taxes? How are you supposed to pay your taxes? How's he supposed, how's the entire Klai Yisrael supposed to pay the taxes? It's a nezek derabim. We're all being affected by this, taxes. So therefore, it's a sakana. And that sakana could say, okay, fine. Do away with the isser shvius, isser deraisa shvius, and you could pay the taxes.
So according to that, in the second sheet, in the process, the Talmud showed me that it's, so it is
deraisa
today, like
Shemitah? Nowadays it's not deraisa, Pashas, but...
So then why are we saying it's
good? So, right. So, according... They might be referring to in the time when it was and when it will be deraisa, they were still such a heter. Maybe in the times of Rabbi Yanai, perhaps it was deraisa also. There's an opinion that it is deraisa in certain areas. Maybe in the entire Eretz Yisrael might be... Okay. But as the Margulis Yam says, this is a yesod chashuv mehilchos medina. That a nezek derabim is considered sakana, and that's what motivates the heter of working during shvius. Now, if you understand, like Rashi in the first day in Tosos, that shvius bizman hazeh is only derabana. It's only derabana. What is the driving force for allowing you to work the land? Because it's a little shver to say that this pikuach nefesh, the fact that he's collecting taxes, if I don't pay a tax, is he really going to kill you? Maybe yes, maybe not, but it doesn't seem that way. So, if you assume it's only an issur derabanan to work during shvius, what allows them to override this derabanan? What's the heter? Anybody see the Adarma? Hefsim Mamon, right? What's his lashon? What? Exactly. But Malcolm say there is something lo gazu rabanan. So I can find the exact lashon quickly here. Right, but time of the milsa, mishum de shviz bizman hazeh dirabanan, mehecha de ikab seda lo gazer abanan. But malchum seda, the chama were not gozer. Okay, it was the hefsed, the dinam mamonis, which allowed them to override the isra dirabanan. Now that heter is not so clear. That the fact that there's a the Hefsen Mammon could override Nisus Derabanan. Right? Anybody see the Pisca Tshuva? I know it was a long piece. Pisca Tshuva actually has such a suffix. in Yeridaya, Siman Kuf Nun Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch is discussing how much money one has to spend when it comes to averas. In other words, you have to spend all the money in the world to prevent yourself from violating any Yisurim. And then the Pesach Ketura gets into the discussion, what about a lav shein b'maisa? If I violate a lav without doing a maisa, maybe that I don't have to spend all the money in the world to prevent me from doing such a lav, because it's not so bad. There's no lav shein b'maisa, but maybe you do have to spend all the money in the world to prevent you from a lav. What about different mitzvahs asay? Maybe how much money do you have to spend to prevent yourself from being vivatel in asay, or to performing, being a kaim in asay? But then he gets into the discussion, what about Isur Dirabanan? When it comes to Isur Dirabanan, how much money do you have to spend to prevent yourself from violating an Isur Dirabanan? The quote from Shuas Radbaz that says, someone who's living among the Goyim, and there's no food accessible, no kosher food accessible, how much money does he have to spend to ensure that he gets kosher food? So he says, "Vade chayv liten kol mamono." You have to give all your money to make sure you eat kosher food. "Va'afilu heichadika isur derbanon." Even if it's only us and derbanon the food, you cannot eat it. You have to spend all the money in the world to make sure you have kosher food, even to avoid isur derbanon.
Who's he got that from?
The Chuvas Radbaz, the Chelek Aleph, Simon Kuf Memhe. Now, you give quotes his opinion there, but it might not be so clear that everybody holds that way. But it seems like the Yad Ramah argues on that, this Shuvas Radbaz. Yad Ramah says, no, but Malkum Seda, when it comes to Malkum Seda of Mammon, so one's allowed to override an Issur Dirabanan. You don't have to give all the money in the world to prevent yourself from violating the Issur Dirabanan of Shavis. Well, Radbaz thinks, no, you do, to avoid an Issur Dirabanan. So, Machlokes Gedolim here, whether or not there's an Isser, whether one could violate Isser Derbanan to prevent yourself from the money. Now, the Chuvas Shevet Levi says, no, it's possible they're really in agreement. He doesn't really talk these together, I don't think, but maybe really Yad Ramah agrees normally to the Piskei Chuvah of the Radbaz that you have to use all the money in the world to prevent yourself from violating Isser Derbanan. But the case here in Shavis, it's a Hefzid Mamon Derabim. When it comes to Hefzid Mamon Derabim, then there's room to say that you don't have to pay all the money in the world, because that's a much greater Hefzid. And when it comes to greater Hefzid, you are allowed to violate an Issur Derabanan to prevent a Hefzid Mamon Sherabim. And he writes, Dehem Amru Vehem Amru. Because the Rabbanan goes there, and the Rabbanan also able to uproot the Gzera. And that's perhaps shot in the Yad Ramah. It's not Stam Hefzid Mamon. The Malkum Issur Derabanan, it's Mamon Hefzid Mamon Shel Rabim.
It affects everyone?
Yeah. So this too is a very important discussion in general. You know, how much leeway is there in terms of how much money one should spend to avoid an Issur Derabanan or not. Very important Pesachei Teshuva. Now, another explanation as to why the Heter Arnuna could override the Issur Derabanan of Shavuos. It's found in the Beis Halevi. Anybody see the Beis Halevi? Gary saw it? He glanced at it? I'd say he quotes from a Tosfos and Gittin, and basically what he says, I don't have to read inside, basically what he says is it's the Shalom Malchus is what drives the Heter. It's not because of Hefzid Mamon. It's not because of Pikuach Nefesh. It's Shalom Malchus.
So, I don't know, my impression of the Beis Halevi is that he's saying that even, he's already saying that even within the Rambam, he says, Beferish, that he thinks that the Rambam holds that Shvius Midrabanan.
Uh-huh.
He says, and this is what the Rambam and the Ravid both mean when the Rambam talks about it. He's like, yeah, because the king needs, he needs good soldiers. That's all just under the idea of Shalom Malchus. I just thought that was interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Radbaz on the Rambam, it sounded a little more like the Rambam was saying it's a Kuach Nefesh type thing, because he's like strengthening the reason.
I see how he's talking about. I'll have to come back to that. I'm not.
Okay.
I'll read it. I see it over here in the second paragraph here.
Yeah, take a look at it.
Okay.
Give that to me.
All right. Either way, but the driving force here, according to the Beis Halevi, is the Shal Malchus here. Because the Shal Malchus, because the Melech is collecting the taxes, so you're allowed to override the Isser Derabanan. This, too, is very important. If we see another heter, you could violate an Isser Derabanan when it comes to Shal Malchus. I'm not sure how and when to apply such a heter. Right, so that wouldn't be Shalom Malchus. If his intention is to make you violate the Isser, just to violate it, and to rebel against religion, so that wouldn't be considered Shalom Malchus, I don't think.
But if he doesn't say it, he says Shalom Malchus.
Right, so you have to figure out what's considered Shalom Malchus, what's not. You have to define.
But you want Shalom Malchus, so it seems.
Yeah, you do, and Shalom Malchus is a very much an important issue, and we take it into account a lot. But if Shalom Malchus is he's trying to get you to violate Isurim, that's not Shalom Malchus anymore. That's because he's a rush.
Even if it would be Shalom
Malchus,
it's still
Yagra Yavra. Even if it would be Shalom Malchus, we still are, right? Yagra Yavra comes into play, and we have to follow those rules, right? That's true.
Shalom Malchus, is that based on, like Kuach Nevesh, that we don't want to come to a case of Tekas Hamash, Kuach Nevesh?
I don't think so. It's a concept we apply many places. Shalom Malchus is very important.
Why?
It's like a Dinin de Malchus, a Dinin type thing.
It could be. It might be one approach. I hear what you're saying. It might be Shalom Malchus for our own protection, for our own good. And then you're saying Din Malchus Adina, however that works, is a din. We have to follow the rules. I guess it's a Shalom Malchus topic. Both good points, though. And then finally in this discussion is the Mari Kurgus on the Rambam in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel. He gives a number of explanations, most of which we saw already. And then he says he has a chiddush when it comes to in Shavuos. He says, no. The heter is based in a Shavuos heter. So he says, the chachamim he's talking about in the Issa Deraisa, that Shavuos is Asa Midiraisa, says, Yesh koach b'yach chachamim lakor davar min haTorah, b'pnei ha'ones, because ones, in terms of ones, so ones chachamim patre. But he has another reason. He adds on Kevin Shimlocha L'Acherim. It's Imlocha L'Acherim. So what does this mean? So we'll see in one of the other sugyos coming up. There are two Yisurim when it comes to Shvius. There's an Isser of the Karka itself. Has to rest. But there's another Isser that the owner of the land cannot work the land. Let's say I'm working for somebody else. So there's no Isser, let's say I'm your worker, there's no Isser for me to work your land. There's Isser of the land itself, but the second Isser is not in play right now. It's only the second Isser only exists for the person himself to work his own land. And
work
for himself.
Work his own land or
right.
Land itself.
So the Isser itself is when you work your own land. So let's say I work my land for somebody else, or I work somebody else's land, either of those will uproot that Isser. So what Mari Krukas is saying right now is, since I'm working the land for somebody else, I'm not doing it for my own benefit, but for the benefit of the Melech, that itself is a heter. That somehow weakens the Isser. He didn't say in so many words, just a few lines he said, a few words even.
What's the phrase again?
He says, Kevin Shi Melacha Le'acherim. That's all he says. He Melacha Le'acherim, for others.
What about the Akhidim in the Torah business?
What?
What was the first thing?
There's two. There's
Akhidim in the Torah.
I thought it's only a
Sheva. Bibneha Ones.
Is that another concept?
Unikum Vase, if it's because of onus? I thought the Chalmah only like the upper dominant Torah and the Sheva Altazim.
That's true. But I guess there's another factor here, is since he's working, he doesn't say Mivne Onus, he has to add another few words, Kevin Shimlacha. By onus itself is not good enough. Again, it's very unclear what he's saying. He says a bunch of things. Then he goes on to say, even Vegam Efshir Lavoli De Tsar, Karvli De Sakana, it's also close to Sakana. So there's a bunch of different svaras really thrown in here. I'm just pulling out right now because if you're doing work for other people, since you're not directly working for yourself, there's no Isser of working the land. Again, there are two Isserim. There's an Isser on the land and there's Isser the Gavra. Isser on the land always exists as long as there's Kedusha Zaret. The Isser on the Gavra only exists when I'm working my land for myself. If I'm working somebody else's land, it doesn't exist. And if I'm working, perhaps, based on maybe my Rekrukas things, if I'm working it for somebody else, although it's my land, but I'm doing it for somebody else, to give it to somebody else, that may also uproot the Isser Gavra. Isser Karka is still in play, though. That's what I think the Marukrukis is trying to get at. So it comes out, this sugya is basically the number of explanations as to why the Heter Arnuna will uproot the Issa Deraisa or Issa Deraisa or Issa Derabanan, either because Pikuach Nefesh, or because of Nezek Sharabim is like a Sakana, or because the Makum Hefsid, either Mamun Diyachid or Mamun Derabim, or Shal Malchus, or perhaps this other thing, it's Mlach Lachirim. We still have a few minutes, may as well just go weiter now, go through some of the Ha'aras we have, try to cover some ground. Even though you guys haven't seen it yet, we could probably go through this together. Fine, let's read Baraita in the Gemara now. So Gemara says, we're around, 15 lines down, Rabbi Chiya bar Zarnuki, Rabbi Shimon bar Yehotzadak. Anyone see that? Okay. You guys do not want to do Haros?
Let's do it.
Let's do the last one.
Okay, so we'll go in order of the sheets now. So the Gemara has the following story. Rabbi Chiya bar Zarnuki, Rabbi Shimon bar Yehotzadak, Kavu Ka'azli, the Abir Shana Ba'asya. They went to go meet Abir the Shana, to see whether or not they need to add a month in this year in Asya. In Asya, Pagla Behu Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish met them there in Asya. So Tosu says the following. Tosu says, La'abir HaShana Be'Asya, V'im Tomar, Heyach Hayu Ma'abrim Be'Asya, Ha'Asya Chutz La'aretz. You can't do Ibr Shana in Asya. Asya was a place found in Chutz La'aretz. And the Gemara says, K'damrinam Perek Ches Kizabatim, Asya V'Aspimia V'Hule. And Asya is one of the places located in Chutz La'aretz. And there's a din that one cannot be Ma'abir the Shana in Chutz La'aretz. So what are they doing Ma'abir the Shana in Asya? The Tosafot says, V'yei Shomer de La'abir, what does it mean La'abir? Rose to Lomer Lachshov. Now they went to calculate whether or not this year required an extra month. But they weren't actually being Ma'abir the Shana yet. They didn't add the month till another time, another place. They were just calculating in that place. Which is okay. V'hachar mashmeh, this is implied from the Gemara itself. Midikamar Kohen v'charish, the Kohen, later on in the Gemara, we didn't get it yet, but they were walking through the lands on this whole Maisa, they saw a Kohen who was plowing, and they said, what are you doing? You can't plow, it's Shvius. So mashmeh shvius haisa, it was during the Shemitah year. V'ein ma'abrim hashanah b'shvius k'damrinan, one's not allowed to be ma'abr the Shana during Shvius. So since we find ourselves in Shvius, they obviously couldn't be doing Ibr Shana. So what were they doing? They must have been going to be mechashev the shana, whether to calculate whether or not the next year coming up will require an Ibr Shana. Okay, that's the get out of the problem. Now the Yad Ramah argues on this assumption of the Tosos. He says, "What are you talking about? One is in fact allowed to be ma'aber the shana during Shavuos. That is okay. Fine. So that's not right. You can't bring me a raya from here that they weren't being ma'aber the shana." Because you can be Ma'abir the Shana during Shavuos. So what are some other explanations to get out of this question of Tosfos? So the Meiri writes, I'm just trying to go through quickly, the Meiri writes, no, we're talking about Zman Hazeh. And Zman Hazeh, I may as well get the Lashon out. The Zman Hazeh, he writes, one is permitted to be Ma'abir the Shana Chutz La'aretz. It's different nowadays. Right, just says straight out that only Bizman HaMikdash one has to be in Eretz Yisrael to be Ma'abir the Shana, but Bizman Lachar HaChorban one's permitted to be Ma'abir the Shana b'chutz la'aretz. So it argues on that point. So it tells us two assumptions. One assumption is that you can't be Ma'abir the Shana b'chutz la'aretz. Miri argues you can. Second assumption, he says, you can't be Ma'abir the Shana during Shavuos. Yad Ramah says one can. Okay, now the Margolis Yom brings two interesting answers, very technical answers. He says, no, Asya was only the place where they met up with Reish Lakish. They weren't actually being Ma'abir, the Shana there. That's where they actually met. But they're going to some place within the borders of Eretz Yisrael to eventually be Ma'abir, the Shana. And then he gives yet a second answer, very technical answer, that there are two places of Asya. There's one Asya spelled Ayin, Samach Yud Aleph, and there's another place spelled Aleph, Samach Yud Aleph. In two different places, Tosfos got a little bit confused. Asya, where they met up with Reish Lakish, that was actually in Eretz Yisrael. Tosfos quotes an Asya in Baba Basra, that one, although Tosfos has with an Ayin, it's really spelled with an Aleph. That's a different location. The Gemara Baba Basra is talking about an Asya that's in Chutz La'aretz, but they're two different places. That's how he gets out of the problem. Those are two technical answers. Okay, so that's first Ara on the Gemara. Let's go Vayter now. The Gemara goes on to say that it's Baba Hadayo. The Rish Lakish, once he met up with them, started like talking with them. And Amar Izil Echsi Hechi Abdi Uvda. We're going to go check out the land to see what the land needs. Did the land need another extra month to make sure that Pesach falls out in the right season? Do we have to add a month or not? So what happened? So Chazil Ahu Gavir the Kakar. They saw a certain person who was working the land. So Rish Lakish says to them, Amar Lehen, a Kohen v'Charish. This guy's a Kohen, and he's plowing the land during Shavuos. How could he do that? So Amar Lo, Yachal Omar Agiston Ani B'socho. He could say, no, Agiston Ani B'socho. What does Agiston mean? He could give some explanation as to why he's working the land. Although he's a Kohen, and it's also to work the land, if he said this claim, he would be permitted to work the land. What's Agiston mean? So Rashi says, Sachir v'Karka Shel Nachriyu. He was a hired worker, and he was working the land of Nachri. And that's allowed during Shavuos. Inami mishum arnuna sachar batal bahabayis lachar. No, no, maybe because it was based on the heter of collecting the taxes. And we said earlier, Rabbi Yannai said, when you have to collect the taxes, one is allowed to work the land. And that's why it's allowed. He was hired by somebody else, this Kohen, to work the land. You guys with me? Is this guy's not following because you didn't see the Gemaras yet? Should I wait on this? We gotta cover some ground and just do this stuff, Zach. Yeah, okay, fine. So according to the second answer of Rashi, what's the case? Why is the Kohen working the land? Because it's for the heter of Arnuna, the heter of paying taxes. So the Baal Bayis was able to hire this Kohen to work the land for him. Working the land was okay. What's the question here? What's the obvious question on this Gemara, on this Rashi? Couldn't the Kohen be working his own land? Why does Rashi have to say it's such a case where he was hired to work? If there's a heter of Arnuna, if there's a heter to work the land because of paying the taxes, so the Kohen himself should be able to work his own land. Why does Rashi create such a case where he's hired to work for somebody else's land? So the Maharsha says, Shigir asked Lishon of the Perish Kama Naket, the Dari B'Shiris. Rashi just said that because he was working on the first Perish of Rashi. The first parish of Rashi was talking about he was hired by a non-Jew. So he said the second case, the second answer also, he was hired by a Jew. But he didn't have to say that. Have a matzi the farish shapir b'baha bayis gufei hacharish. He could have explained the Kohen himself was the baha bayis. He was the baha sada and he was working his own land. Because once it's a heta to work the land for Anuna, so he could work it himself. He doesn't have to hire somebody else to work it for him. That's what the Maharsha says. Exactly. However, if Yerucham Fisher Perlow on the Rasag, Mitzvah Asay Samech Aleph, he says, no. It's Dafka hiring somebody for you. Although there's a heter to pay the taxes, you can work your land, it wasn't a heter for you to work your own land. It was only a heter for me to hire another Jew to work my land. That's the only heter. Rashi was Dafka. Why? What's the explanation? Based on something I just told you earlier.
The two Isurim.
So you're right. Although they uprooted the Isser Karka, let's say, but there's still an Isser Gavra. I can't work my own land. They only uprooted the Isser Karka, let's say, one of the Isserim. But the Isser Gavra still is intact, so therefore I had to hire somebody else to work the land for me, and therefore filing only one of the Isserim, the Isser Karka, but not the Isser Gavra. Great question. I was going to go on to say that a Kohen is Choshed on Shavuos. We haven't gotten there yet. We assume he was a Kohen, because Kohen's Choshen Shavuos. Why? A Kohen says to himself, listen, Chuma I could eat, Kachem I could eat. What's the big deal with Shavuos? I could eat Shavuos also. That's what he thinks, but a Kohen really can't. So we assume a Kohen thinks he's doing all the work. We assume that it's just a Kohen. We're saying they're walking, and Reish Lakish sees this person working the land. He says, this guy must be a Kohen, because a Kohen is Choshen and Shavuos. He's working the land. So the two people with him, they said, no. Oh, you're right, he's a Kohen, he's working the land, but he's not working the land for himself. He's working the land for somebody else, because of the heter of Anuna. So that's how he gets at it. Okay, let's keep going right there, I guess. Let's cover some ground here with some of these haros, because... Okay. Now the next Gemara, still in this Gemara, Tosfos has another question. Tosfos says, Agiston ani besocha. What does Agiston ani besocha mean? So one of the explanations to Rashi was that he was hired by a non-Jew. And that's permitted. So Tosfos says, well, that's not permitted. There's a Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach Bezim and Alf that says, Ein odrun im hanachri b'shvius. You're not allowed to work the land with a nachri during shvius. That's not a heter just because he's a nachri. So therefore he says it must be because of the heter anuna. Okay, so how does Rashi get out of the problem? Tosfos has a great raya, a great kasha in him. The Gemara says you cannot work the land of a nachri during shvius. Rashi says, no, that's a heter. If I'm hired by a non-Jew, I can. How are we to understand such a heter? How do we understand Rashi's shita in terms of the nachri, the karkash on nachri? So Tosfos Rashi says, machlokas asugyas. Machlokas, when a goy owns a karka in Eretz Yisrael, is that going to be paka, the kedushas aretz, or not? Is that going to uproot the chiv shvius or not? So Gemara in Gittin, you're right, says even though a nachri buys the land of Eretz Yisrael, there's still a chiv shvius, and you can't work the land even though it's owned by a goy because it's still kedushas aretz. The Gemara here in Sanhedrin working with the opinion that says, no. If a goy buys a piece of karka, a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael, it has no more kedusha and there's no chiv shvius anymore, and it's entirely permitted to work such a land. So Tosfos Rashi says, machlokas asugyas. The Mitzvah Eisen says, no, it's machlokas asugyas whether or not shvius bisman hazez deraisa derabanan. The Gemara in Gittin says, shvius bisman hazez deraisa. So therefore, even though a goy may own the land, it's still shvius deraisa, and you can't work the land. But here, it's talking about shvius derabanan. And since it's owned by a goy, so we allow you to work the land since it's only shvius derabanan. The Miri says differently. He says, no. If it's talking about bisman hazeh, so in Eretz Yisrael itself, bisman hazeh even, you can't work the land of a goy, because bisman hazeh, even though it's derabanan, it still has the same astringencies to it. And if it's talking about chutz la'aretz, of course it's permitted. So Miri says, no, we're talking about Besuria, which was a quasi-Eretz Yisrael, where a certain dinim to it, but not all dinim. So it has the din in terms of Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael, in terms of Shvius, that I myself, as a Jew, I can't work the land, but it's permitted to be done if a goy owns the land. It's this hybrid. In Eretz Yisrael, even Bismah Zed's Derabanan, even if a goy owns the land, you can't work the land. But in Surya, I can't work the land for myself, but I can work the land of a goy. It has this hybrid type of approach in terms of the nature of Surya, Bismah Zed. And finally, Mir gives another answer, and we'll stop here. I feel like I'm losing people. That it's only usur to work the land of a goy when you own the land with the goy. So then you can't work with the goy. But if that's the Miri thinks Pshat and the Gemara is there. It's a Gemara on Gittin. But if the Goy owns it entirely, so then it's permitted to work such a land. Okay, fine. So we'll stop here. And tomorrow what we'll do is...